Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Welcome to the Failure's Knowledge podcast. I'm your host, Terrell Humphrey, and today we're going to be talking about the importance of having a system to follow for your podcast. And so if you are a leader who are launching your podcast with confidence, there's a process that has to be in place so you can do it more consistently. You can capture everything, and most importantly, you won't miss as many opportunities when we have things set up in place. So my biggest takeaway so far from doing the 90-day challenge, and I'm on my 30th day, is that if you have things in place, you should be following the process to do it over and over and over again. It's not the fact that the process is overwhelming. It's more so that I'm not following the steps. I'm not following the process. I'm not following the organization or the structure of it. Because my biggest thing when I started a half a decade ago was really understanding the importance of having a podcast. And not only is it a platform where people can come share their stories, I can learn from them, and they can teach the audience on how they turn their setbacks into success. Nonetheless, not following the system, of not following the blueprint, not following the things that's already in place, will lead me to being overwhelmed, stressed out, and really, really hating the podcast. And I don't want to hate the podcast. What I do want to do is learn how to work with the things in place, so that way I can continue to produce content, produce podcast episodes, communicate with different people, follow up people, and potentially sell something, which is helping leaders launch their podcast with confidence. You can't launch your podcast with confidence if you don't start with episode number one. At some point, you're going to get past episode number three. 90% of podcasts will stop after episode number three. When you get past the episode number three, now you have to start putting things into place, because to get to episode number 20, it's you are part of the 10%. But to become 1% of the podcasters, you have to really be strategic behind everything that you're doing. I recently discovered the importance of having a process in place, having systems in place, so that way I can really do the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. Prime example, like my wife and I went to a restaurant, and let's just say we went to Chipotle. And every time you go in Chipotle, they ask you what you want, they serve you what you're asking for. The exact same way, the exact same blueprint, the exact same strategy has been done every single time, depending on what they ask. Let's use a different example. McDonald's. If you go to one McDonald's and go to a different location, I used to order a McDouble with fries, and if I go to one location and order a McDouble with fries with honey mustard, the honey mustard was phenomenal. In addition to that, the burger was the same, the fries came out the same, and everything was like really organized. But at the time, I didn't really understand the importance of being organized and following a step, like a step-by-step process, a blueprint for you to really succeed in business. What I knew was that every time I went to McDonald's, I can believe that it would be the same thing that I ordered last time, because they are following steps. They are following a system. They are following a process. In business, what I discovered is that it's not just a podcast business. It's understanding the steps that I have to follow. So that way my podcast can reach more people. My podcast can have more guests on it. And my podcast can have more customers learn from everything that I'm teaching, everything that I'm experiencing, because it's not just about having a platform. It's about having something to offer. And the thing that you're offering is value. But the value has to be consistent. The value has to be the same way. And the value has to be structured. I think that was my biggest challenge. My first four attempts was not understanding the strategy behind having a podcast business. The blueprint behind having a podcast business is so much bigger than what I thought. It's like, okay, when you ask someone to come up to your podcast, now you have to reach out to them. And then when you follow up with them, you have to confirm that they are going to do the podcast. And then when you confirm if they're going to do the podcast, you have to send out reminder emails, reminder text messages to say, hey, the podcast is coming up. And then once the podcast is finished, you have to stay in consistent communication with them, because one thing that I struggle with while growing a podcast business is really staying top of mind of everyone that I serve. And it was impossible for me because I didn't have steps to follow every single day. If I focus on the small tasks will eventually pay off. Hold on. Okay, here we go. So I want to show something. I want to write on the screen. Let me know where you're chiming in from. This is Terrell Humphrey, and we are on the Failures Knowledge Podcast. And we're talking about the importance of having steps to follow and processes to have in place so your podcast business can actually grow, flourish, and actually make a difference that you are looking to excel in. And so I'm about to go ahead and get my marker out, because one thing that I want this platform to be is educational. Like, I want you to lead with the information so that way you can be more prepared to launch your podcast with confidence. Confidence comes from education. Confidence comes from belief. Confidence comes from you understanding what you are doing and how you go about doing it. When you have confidence in launching your podcast will be a breeze, because people are going to be listening to you. People are going to be watching you. People are going to be supporting you, because you have the confidence to be consistent. And so we're going to talk about the steps to follow and why that's important. All right, there we go. So let me go ahead and come to the screen. All right. What was the title? Create Podcast Systems. Okay. The first thing that you need to have if you're going to have a podcast, first thing first, is that you have to have a calendar for your guests to book. Why? Because if you're constantly asking people about their time frame, I was actually talking to my wife about this, about how, like, I have to follow the system. If I don't follow the things that I have been put into place, I'm gonna be stressed out, overwhelmed, and not really doing business. And what I discovered is that, I give you a prime example. Today I had a call at 2:00. And I didn't recognize it was 2:00. It was actually 2:41. So now I was like, oh, I forgot I had this call, because I didn't follow the system. I didn't follow the steps. I didn't follow what I put into place. And so I reached out to him. I was like, man, my apologies. We was here for X amount of time. We was there longer than I expected. And if you are free at 3:00, we can have the call. And I gave him a number. Here's the thing about that. Now, since I didn't follow the steps that I put into place, when it was time for me to reach back out, it's like, well, why you keep doing that? Or why did you do that? And this is what I discovered. When you have a calendar for people to book, people can schedule on your calendar based off their availability. Here's a prime example. So you have a calendar. All right, so
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way up to 30. Let's just say 30 days. This right here is your calendar. Let's just say the meeting today, it is 12/01/2025 at 2 p.m. Okay. If I don't follow the blueprint, I'm going to forget this. There's a saying that goes, life be lifing. Life be lifing. And if I don't follow what I have in place, life is going to life every single day because I'm not following the steps that's already into place. The calendar is so important because when people book a day to speak with you, they're booking a day and time that will work best for them. In addition to that, if you set up everything right, you can get reminders, you can get notifications, and so on and so forth. But what we're talking about is having a calendar place where people can go and schedule a podcast interview, podcast conversation, podcast follow-up, podcast anything. So that way you're not all over the place. So that way you're not unorganized. So that way you don't seem unprofessional. And I had a lot of people, I asked about the experience and how their time was on the Fairies Knowledge podcast. Nonetheless, when I follow the steps that's in place, the experience is a lot better. As a business owner, as a podcast business owner who's helping leaders launch their podcast with confidence, you have to have guests. You have to have people come to the platform. Well, you don't have to. You can or you can't, but it just all depends on the podcast that you want to have. Whereas when you launch your podcast with confidence, you're not just launching your podcast with one thing in mind, like one idea in mind. It's going to eventually grow and evolve. But as it's growing and evolving, you have to follow the steps and put them into place. First thing first is that you have to have a calendar booking link. If people can't schedule a time that works best for them, yeah, most likely you're going to never have any guests. And over the last half a decade, one thing that I pride myself on was really having... I haven't done the numbers, but having a high percentage of people show up for the podcast. One, because I follow up. Two, because I have the calendar booking link. Three, because I have reminders. If I try to do that by myself, I'm not following the system. Check this out. Going to forget. No system equals no podcast. And I used to wonder why all these people who were big and who were celebrities, who had big platforms, who had a big podcast, I'm like, how y'all able to make it? But I'm not. Like, what am I doing different? They didn't say this, but looking on the outside, looking in, my assumption is that they have systems, they have a team, they have structure, they have organization. Nonetheless, when you are a one-man team, you're building your platform, you have to do everything by yourself. I'm doing everything by myself, and for me not to look like a small podcaster, I have to have things in place. And what this does is that it creates confirmation. It creates confirmation. Oh, you can't even see that. It creates confirmation. What does that even mean? What it means is that as you are reaching out to people and they're responding to you and they say, yes, I want to be on your podcast, and they come onto your podcast, you have to have something for them to be reminded for. Because if you don't, just like my life, life be lifing. Just like everybody else's life, life will life. And to stop that, to prevent that, to not have guests show up, because I haven't had a lot of people not show up, but I have had some not show up because I didn't follow the system. When you have a podcast business, you have to follow it every single day. And I'm saying this as a reminder to myself as well, because it's not just about having the conversation. It's about being so organized to the point where you can have multiple different conversations the same exact way, but following the blueprint, but following the steps and following the system. So when you create podcast systems, the next thing that you want to have, hold on. Number two, the next thing that you want to have are reminders. I spoke about this early, but this one is really important because if you don't have reminders, if you don't have emails, text messages, and or any reminder, you are losing out. And I say you're losing out because you're losing out on opportunities. I've had countless amount of people reach out to me, but I couldn't deliver because I wasn't following the system. I wasn't following the process. I wasn't following the steps that was already created and produced and edited and updated. And I recently did this last week. Last week I was at a conference and someone had scheduled a call before the conference. And so when the conference came, I was trying to talk to him, but the Wi-Fi was not working, so it was choppy. So I was like, all right, cool, let me try to call you because I know if I call, it will work. I tried to call. He didn't answer the phone. Hold on. When I tried to call, he didn't answer the phone. Why? It was poor planning on my end. And when I started to really understand that it's not just about having the conversation, it's about creating an experience that people will never forget. But just like I want people to never forget the experience, they will never forget the experience they went through. And so I'm like, well, golly, like I messed it up. Jeez Louise, I messed it up. For future guests, for future references, how can I prepare to be better? First thing we talked about was having a calendar so you can schedule the podcast conversations and meetings and so on and so forth. In addition to that, the reminders that you're setting up for your guests and yourself. Hold on. Let me come back. You're setting it up for your guests and yourself. So that way, both of y'all don't forget. So when you have reminders, it's for the host and the guest. Because both, B-O-F-U-M, there's a video, it's like both, B-O-A-F, both of them, or something like that. I digress. But when you have a podcast business, some things has to be reminded. A lot of things, in fact, with me, everything has to be reminded because I forget. I make an agreement that I'm going to be doing something tomorrow, and then I forget because I didn't put it in my calendar. When I didn't put it in my calendar, I don't get reminders, I don't get notifications, I don't get nothing. But how can I position that differently so that way I can get reminders and my guests can get reminders as well? Not just only my guests, but my customers alone. But my customers can get reminders. Not just my customers and my guests, but my clients can get reminders. Everyone needs a reminder because everyone is busy. When I started to understand that it's more than just a conversation, before you even have the conversation, there's things that has to be in place, and reminders are one of them. If you are not reminding people, you are not in the podcast business. Why? Because people are busy. There's a saying that says life be life, and for your guests, your clients, your customers, life will happen and they won't show up to what you have to offer. To launch your podcast with confidence, it's more than just a conversation. To launch your podcast with confidence, it's more than just a dialogue between two people. To launch your podcast with confidence, it's more than just talking. Is following the steps that will get people to show up and you reminders for yourself. So the second thing that we went over is to have reminders for your podcast, not only for your guests, but for you as well. So that way you both are showing up to what you have promised and you are not showing. All right. Lastly. the theme that you need for your podcast. Hold on. Not the theme. The system that you need for your podcast business. Excuse me. Is a way to confirm. Hold on. It's the same thing. Lastly, the system that you need for your podcast is steps to follow every podcast. There's a book called, what is it called? Grinding It Out. There's a book called Grinding It Out. And there's a movie called The Founder. So they're both the Grinding It Out and The Founder is a movie about McDonald's. And so as I listen to Grinding It Out and then I watch The Founder, I noticed something. I saw something and it was so simple I missed it, but I had to watch the movie and listen to the book multiple different times to catch it. When Ray Kroc is the person who grew the McDonald's to what it was today. In the movie, it shows when Ray Kroc goes to McDonald's, he got a burger, fries, and Coke. Like Coca-Cola, like something to drink. And when he did this, it was so simple because everybody received the same exact thing. It wasn't the fact that the burger was cooked differently, that the fries was overcooked, undercooked. Every burger was cooked the same. Every burger was made the same. Every single fry was cooked the exact same. Now, even in the movie, it shows that the McDonald brothers, the first owners, they came in and tasted the fries and said, these are overcooked. When you focus on perfecting one thing, this one thing can serve so many people. Here's the example with podcasting. If I only focus on podcasting and having the best conversation there is, as I'm focusing on the podcast to have the best conversation there is, everyone experiences the same conversation. But the person who's experiencing the conversation is different. Why? Because I'm following steps. I'm following a blueprint. I'm following a system. I can't have so many different formats if the format that I'm focusing on has not been perfected. Just like Ray Kroc in the Founder movie and Ray Kroc in Grinding It Out, it explains focusing on the small details within your business so that your business can serve the same person in multiple different ways. Okay, I'm a visual learner. So for those of you that's listening to the podcast, I'm drawing what I just explained. Okay. So you have a burger. This right here is a burger. Burger. Boom. Let's call it this burger. Burger. Let's say this is fries. There we go. We're going to call these fries. And right here, we're going to call this drink. The perfection comes from focusing on the small details and delivering the same exact way. Okay. This right here is for burgers. Burgers. Okay. Now, for podcasts, you get conversation. For majority of podcasts out there, you only get the conversation. But for mine, you get conversation. You get trailer. And you get, I'm working this in, but quotes. Let's say personal quotes. So if I focus on having a great conversation, if I focus on creating a great trailer, if I focus on creating the best quotes that they stated, the experience within the Failures Knowledge Podcast will be so unique because no one is focusing on the value of perfectionism. I had to understand that the steps that I was creating or the steps that I was like following, I was following in the subconscious mind because it was steps I was already comfortable with doing. In addition to that, when I try to explain it, I don't know how to because the steps are not proven. I went to the Tampa Business Expo. Shout out to the Tampa Business Expo in here in Tampa, Florida. And when I went there, they let me do a podcast. And I did an in-person podcast, and I had 13 people come on to the Failures Knowledge Podcast. During this time, they got a conversation. They are getting the trailer. And then they are going to get the quotes as well. Oh, I'm working in the last one. Here's why this is important. Because as I was in the process of editing, I edit every trailer the exact same way. Okay. I had the conversation the exact same way. For 60% of the conversations. Because like towards the end, I asked, what was your experience on the Failures Knowledge Podcast? And or what does failure is knowledge mean to you? Here's why I'm saying this. To have a successful podcast business, you have to follow the steps that you have in place. I had to understand it's not just steps that you're following. It's the way to do your business. It's the way to do your podcast. It's the way to have the conversation. It's the way to follow up. If I try to be different, if I try to create something off the top, things will not go as placed. And by things, I'm saying the system. By things, I'm saying the podcast. By things, I'm saying the conversations. If I don't focus on doing the same exact thing and improving it every single day, I won't see any results because I'm constantly changing. In fact, there's a book, The E-Myth Mastery? Oh, The E-Myth Enterprise. That's the name of it. The E-Myth Enterprise. A lot of, in the book, according to the book, it says a lot of business owners, a lot of small business owners are winging their success. They don't have things in place to where they can do it consistently every single day, the same exact way. In fact, they use McDonald's as the example in the book. And so when I was listening to the book, I watched the documentary, I listened to the Grinding It Out, and I started to understand. Well, okay, it took me some time to understand it. But now that I'm understanding it, I was like, oh, that's what they mean. It's not just about having a product that you can sell, but it's having one product that you can perfect every single day. There's a fighter, Bruce Lee, and he proceeds to say, don't be afraid of the person who practiced 10,000 kicks. He say, be afraid of the person who practiced one kick 10,000 times. Why? Because something changed from 1 to 10. And then something evolves from 10 to 20. And then so on and so forth. You're constantly evolving the small things that a lot of people overlook. For me to have a podcast business, I have to focus on the steps that's already been created. And then just improve one thing for every step, every trailer, every conversation, every interview. Because if I focus on delivering the best experience is delivered by focusing on the small details. So we just went over, lastly, steps to follow every podcast. Every podcast has to follow steps. And the reason being is because if you're not following the same steps, the same process, how can I have a successful business, a successful podcast business? It's not just about the conversation. It's more than that. What it's more than is just really understanding the value that you're bringing to others. So I want to recap what I just went over because it's so important. So when you create podcast systems, first thing first, you have to have a calendar for your guests to book. Not only your calendar, but for you and your calendar. Next thing is that you have to have reminders. There has to be reminders for everyone that's involved in the conversation. Your editor, the producer, the guest, the interviewer, the host, whoever is involved with the podcast, they have to get notifications so they can be reminded that something's coming up. And then lastly, every podcast has steps to follow. You have to follow the same exact steps. And the examples that I used was from D-Documentary, The Founder, or the film, The Founder, and the movie, Grinded It Out. And then I used another example from The E-Myth Enterprise. And so, if you're struggling to launch your podcast with confidence, shoot us an email and we look forward to helping you build the confidence, not only just on camera, but for your guests and for yourself, so that way you can launch it more confidently. Let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway on why having a podcast system is so important and how, and one thing you're going to start implementing for yourself. So this was great. Always know that you are always learning, growing, and developing. Until next time, don't be afraid to tell your setbacks into success, because failure is knowledge. I appreciate y'all. Hit that follow, hit that subscribe, and then I'll see y'all on the next one.